My name is Rob Waleko. I'm a director, a board of director in Washira County Farm Bureau. I've been on the board since I was a young farmer, probably back since I was 18. So it's going on 3 years now. No, just kidding. So I've been on the board ever since. My dad got me involved in Farm Bureau, and I've stayed a Farm Bureau member, and I really enjoy the people, plus what Farm Bureau means to agriculture.
And a lot of that is standing up during agricultural issues. Come springtime, a lot more farm implements and tractors will be getting on the roads. What kind of issues does that bring up for farmers, and how is Farm Bureau stepping in that conversation?
Farm Bureau has been very active in supporting agriculture, and the policies that we bring forth and encourage our legislators to help us with the legal stuff and work its way through the legislature to try to be beneficial for farmers utilize our equipment the way it's supposed to be utilized. So the implement of husbandry, which is the law, the issue in facing Wisconsin farmers that allows farmers to travel down the road at a certain width without being a danger to the general public. And also there's certain weight limitations that this bill and issue hurts farmers, with the new larger dairies that have larger tankers and can go down the road. They're some of them are overweight, but with the oversized tires that they have, distributes the weight better, which puts less damage on the roads, local roads.
So how is Farm Bureau working with this policy change? Is it more by local officials or more of a state legislature?
It's done with the state legislature, and of course they have a lot of input from local farmers and the local townships and on the county level also. And so all of us grassroots people tend to put our efforts into swaying our legislators to doing things our way.
Come plant 2016, how will this new regulation be affecting farmers that are getting out to fields and making some of that early spring field work?
Well, again, some of it, there's certain townships that are a little bit more stringent on their rules as to how the tonnage of farm equipment traveling their roads, because they don't want their roads tore up, which causes more road repair. So it's a little more difficult for farmers who are more spread out over the has a larger geography, and they have to go from field to field to field and cross several townships. Makes it more difficult for farmers to move around. So we are still having an ongoing dialogue with townships and trying to get them to come around and be more receptive to doing things on a consistent basis statewide.
Once the fields do start to dry out a little bit, how would a farmer know what rules impact them, and where can they go for that information?
Mostly they can go to their local county Farm Bureau, which are on websites. But I guess if they really wanted to get a lot of information, they can also go to the state level, to state Farm Bureau, and also their legislator. The local legislator would have information on that.
And any last comments or advice for farmers heading into spring?
Just be safe.